today's daf is daf of base, and we got up to my Chanukah. Daf of Aleph on the base. Finish Gemara. My Chanukah. What was the nace of Chanukah all about? How did it get there? As Rashi says, Al is a nace of Uha. What was the reason for the takana of Chanukah? Well, first we quote our Megillat Tani. The Srimach of Mishabek Yislev Yumi the Chanukah Tmanya Yun. This is the standard nusach of all of the days in the Megillat Tani. It always says the date, and then it says the number of days that the event goes on, and it says the halacha. Now, here the Gro takes out the next word, there are some days in which Megillat Ta'anit prohibits Ta'aniyot, but allows Hespedim. Over here, it's Gelola Mispod Bahon, there's no point in saying Gelola Hitanot Bahon, because you're not even allowed to be Lespeid Bahon. Therefore, the normal Girsa in the Megillat Ta'anit would say either if it's a Hesped type Yom of the Megillah, or it's a no Ta'anid Yom in the Yom of the Megillah. To say both of them is redundant, and the Gro indeed removes Gelola Hitanot Bahon. And the Ma'aseh Shehayah, which follows, again, this is a matter of format. The entire Megillat Ta'anit is formatted in precisely this way. The Yevanim came in, they were metame everything. It's not that they were particularly intent on being metame, but the very fact that they would even move to something, come in contact with it, would be metame it, because we were gozer that they should all be tame. Remember, they have a dinner mezav. Even if it's, that's a problem. So even if it's sealed, in moving it, it would be now musaf b'dazav, would be tame, which is why the parshat of Shad in the nace in which it was sealed and so on is not sufficient, but we have to say that it was sealed in the ground, and it was a nicker that it hadn't been bothered. Otherwise, the seal per se wouldn't have helped it. V'kishegavran malchut beit chashmonai minatzchum, when they won against him, batku v'lo matzu el pach echad shel shemen shehayan munach b'chotamo shel kohen gadol, and the Tosfos says, the assumption is that the gezeira of Zavim was already there, and therefore we have to say munach means munach underground, so it was clear that there was no hasata. V'lo haya ba'ala la'adlik yom echad, na'ase bo neis v'idliku amenu shmona yamim. L'shana acheret, a year later, they recognized that they needed to make a hakara of the nes, and kava'um v'asa'um yamim tovim, not literally yamim tovim, but yamim tovim in terms of v'halel v'hoda'ah. That means it's not yamim tovim and halel v'hoda'ah. It's a yom tov only in terms of this halacha, but the other dinim of yom tov, isur malacha, or even chiyuv of seuda, are not included in asa'um yamim tovim. Now, tnan hatam, geitza yotze mitachat apatish, v'yatza v'yizik chayav. Normally, if a person is working on welding something, and he accidentally put something on fire, Yotzev Yizik, he would be fine. Gamal Shataun Pishtan, Ruovir Bershutar Abim, Venichusat Pishtano Latoka Chanut, Vidalka Benero Shel Chenvani, Vidlikat Abira, Ba'ala Gamal Chayav. So here we have a store that has some lights in the doorway, and there's a fellow walking by with an overloaded camel. The Pishtan on the back of the camel gets into the doorway and gets lit, and because of that, everything gets burned down. It's the owner of the Gamal, who basically is the owner of that Ish, Lahalacha, and he's Chayav. On the other end, if he puts out an advertising sign, and it's in a place where people can actually come in contact with him, so then the chenvani is chayav. And it's on this, and this is the sole mention of the din of Chanukah in the Mishnah Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, b'ner Chanukah patur. When it comes to ner Chanukah, it's thought that those who are fascinated by what this whole story has to do with Chanukah are welcome to read a marvelous book on Chanukah, which in which this is muzbar in a very beautiful way. Omer Ravina, zot omeret, ner Chanukah mitzvah la'anicha. From here it's clear that the mitzvah must be to have Ner Chanukah in a place where it would be betoch asara, which is we've already saw earlier that betoch asara, in other words, within 10 tefachim is already a shir in which you're in the Rishut HaRabim. Because Isar Kedai B'Lamala Mi'asara. If you're going to tell me that you could actually put the Ner Chanukah higher, so then why in the world was the Chenvani allowed to put his Ner Chanukah? So you told me, okay, Ner Chanukah, Ner Mitzvah. Wasn't a mitzvah to put it there? I mean, you should have put it in a way where it wouldn't have caused damage. So, why didn't you put your nair above the normal height of a passing truck? So now every time somebody passes by, they have to worry about it. You should worry about it. Now you're telling it's a mitzvah, you could be yotzi mitzvah that way. Once we see already that there's no din of telling the man you have to put it above the size of a normal passing truck, so we understand that that must mean that the shear is, that it has to be on a level, we've already seen is considered to be the level of the extended rishus, so the rishus rabim vis-a-vis rishuyes, and in terms of what it is that people see and walk by, so maybe that's the mitzvah l'chatchila? Well, not necessarily. I mean, maybe there's not even a mitzvah, but Dyomim Mitrich no la tuva, atinim nuim mitzvah. Maybe the point over here is that we basically gave a zoning halacha. You're allowed to put it low, not because there's an inyan badafka mitzvah to put it low, but because if we don't allow people the advantage of doing a mitzvah easily and not have to worry about the legal consequences of putting their menorah outside, and they may end up not simply doing it. It's a lot of tircha, getting up on a ladder and putting up a holder for menorah and so on. So it's certainly possible that we made it a chiyuv on the people in the street to take care of themselves in order to be more mefarsim in the mitzvah, and not because there's an inyan that it should be dafka lamata miasorah. Although, of course, that's how we pass it. So we can bring a raya from this halacha in the Mishnah. Omer Kahana, Dorash Rav Natan Bar Minyume Mishmei Rabbi Tanchum, Ner Shel Chanukah, She Nichala Ma'ala Me'asvim Amar, in terms of the chiyuv. Okay, say you're, maybe it would be a chiyuv b'tok asara. Your yotzei, if it would be higher. But if it's above 20 amot in height, then in the same way that we know that a sukkah that's higher than 20 amot is possible because you don't notice that you're sitting in a sukkah because of the immense height of the ceiling, your eye is not drawn to look up. The same thing would be true if you have a mabui that needs to be hukshar to carry in it. So we know we put up a koraz, a heker, that this is a separate resource. The heker is above 20 amot high, it's unnoticeable, and therefore by definition not a heker. The idea of a heker is klinika. So therefore, if the idea of Chanukah is pirsum hanes, that's central to all of Chanukah, to put it in a place where people will notice it is not pirsum. And therefore, by the same token that we find the psul of sukkah and mavli, we also find the psul of the dinim of ner Chanukah. The Omer of Kana, derash of Natan bar minyomi mishmeder of Tanchum, a further drasha by the same maniyama, is the ma'idich tiv habor reik in bo mayim. If it says that they threw Yosef into a bor, I mean, it says it was an empty bor, so we have to be a bor mayim. Either it's empty or it's not empty. Therefore, must become not only empty in terms of content, but not only bo mayim, mayim in bo. There's a lot of creepy, dangerous things down there. And what this has to do with the previous mimer, again, I refer you to this marvelous book that explains the whole thing at, unfortunately, great length.
What about the chapters? We get the chapters?
No, that's the problem. The book is all interrelated, you see. It's an all or nothing kind of issue. That's the problem.
I think that was thing.
Yeah, obviously. Oh my Rabbi, everybody recognizes it. Everyone recognizes it as the chuper. Everybody goes out of the way to try to figure out how it's put. First of all, even when we make mamorim with the same guy, we never have all the mamorim with the same guy. There's always many miflasim in the level of construction of the mamorim. When one sees them, one is actually sort of staggered by the immense complexity that went into the aricha of the Gemara and how it is that things are interrelated on something different. I would say it's absolutely crazy. I mean, there's things that appear to be only agav because of this, they're not to be central because of that, or introductory because of that, and it's always just sort of agav, like this happening. These are complete patterns that are occurring in total randomness, as far as any particular structure that you can make out, and yet it's always perfectly structured, no matter what level you go to. So the Rambam writes. The Rambam writes that reading through the Gemara, it's quite clear that it had to have been done up Ruach HaKodesh. This is the repression. It's nicker for me to talk to it's not sorry, yes.
No, I'm saying that people live on the 20th floor.
Oh, this is a very serious problem. It's not for nothing that people jump off of tall buildings. It's when they start getting into these shilas.
So you see
there's a question, Hadar Ba'aliyah. It comes to a point in which maybe you should be Matvik Bifanim. But I suppose we can wait until Chanukah to deal with these issues. And hopefully, in Yerushalayim and HaKadosh, we won't get to that point and we'll expand out the Mesek. We need a lot more extra land.
Actually, we used to walk down the street and look up at all these things to see where they were lit. Uh-huh. And we see them on all floors going up and down. So there was
this is in Chicago or in New York?
In New York.
In New York.
Okay, but you guys were in Finland, right? You said you're there in December. You see the electric fedoras they put on their
altars?
Yes, actually. This crazy. They had it on the internet.
I asked this old lady. It was 80 or 80.
Yes, why?
Where is this from? She said, no, but we've been doing it ever since I was little. She goes,
all altars can
they? Yeah.
Have they traced it?
They're sure it has nothing to do with
Mike. They're
sure it has nothing to do with
Mike. Never heard of
that. For how long?
During December. I think during the month of December.
Omar Rav, Ner Chanukah mitzvah l'anicha b'tefach asan l'petach. Because of the fact that the presuming nisa is that the Ner should be mechubar to the Ishu Beit Or, and we need to know that it's this individual who went out of his way to show his commitment to Chanukah, so we want to put, if you're talking about the Chotzer, you're talking about the Rosh HaRabim, Rashi could pick up the Darko, Tosvas Kedarko, or I mean, even Rashi in the case where the Petach opens directly into Rosh HaRabim, of course it's moded that that's what we did. If it's further, then Tefach, it isn't clear that it's necessarily from this individual. It might be people doing it together. It might be a street lamp. So we make it bedavka next to your doorway. On what side of the door? Because after all, miyamin is always chashav. Shmuel says, Shmuel Yidivti Omar, mismol, because yochata mismol, kadeshe nerchan wakam mismol, umizuzah miyamin. In order to have your surrounded by mitzvot as you come on, it makes sense to have the nerchanika on the opposite side of the mezuzah, which is always there with you. Yes, very, very common. Omer of Yoda, Omer of Asi, Asula harzot ma'ot kineged mechanika. You mustn't count your money kineged mechanika. Once again, I refer you to that marvelous book that explains why bedavka money, and we're talking about what that has to do with the mechirat yosef and the machloket and so on and so forth, all connected to Yisrael as well. But the shaila is lahalacha among the rishonim. Is this a din, as the Baal HaMor suggests, in any tashmi shechol, which does not require iyun, and therefore the shaila is what about the question of whether it's also l'shtabish lor or mutu l'shtabish lor, and how all of a sudden we're just ignoring that? We just missed that whole discussion. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, you're allowed to use the light of the Chanukah menorah. You're telling me that you mustn't use the light of the Chanukah menorah for counting money and for other things, yes. Mm-hmm. Or is this based on a psak that mutu l'shtabish lor, but there's some things that are mevuzek l'shtabish lor? There's a number of different approaches here. There's some, indeed, among the Rishonim who learn that we're talking about dafka counting money because it's a complete tashmish dechol, using your kedushas, even if I would say that it's mutu l'shtabish lor. But not for something, it's just completely secular. You have some shaykhs that your needs at fine that are nagayah them in there. Others learn that this is only a simon, in other words, something common, but which doesn't require a tremendous iyun in it, and therefore they learn from here that actually, in general, you'd be able to use the light of the Ner Chanukah, the things that don't require iyun, if it's just barai. In other words, irregardless, even if it's utterly shtamish lower, you certainly would be allowed to walk through the room, even though the only light is the Chanukah menorah, and it's saving you from somewhere. That's a light use button, and it's something that's about right. I'm sitting here in the room using it, I have to be going by. However, nonetheless, that's like a thing which is also a getter of bizoyim for the Ner Chanukah that you shouldn't do. That's another approach. Others learn that on the contrary. Indeed, we see from here mutar l'shtamish lor, and that it's only something which is specifically like this that you wouldn't do. Who's to say b'chlal that it's even talking about using the light of Chanukah? Maybe even if I have a shamish, I shouldn't do it because it's a bizoyim to the Ner. Completely different issue.
We
use the same word for giving a lecture. In other words, to spread things out and to show what it is that you've got. But it's a term that generally it's obviously not for purposes of display, but laying it out. Laying it out usually when it comes to money is in order to, you put your nickels in one place, your dimes in the other place. It's what the bus driver does. And when I said this to Shmuel, he said to me, what the heck, v'chiner kedusha yesh, there's no holiness in a lamp that you have to be careful how you treat it. Again, issue apparently clearly seems to imply that there's some question of bizoyan of the kedusha, in order to say otherwise you have to stretch it a bit. Maskevar Rav Yosef, I don't understand what you're asking. The fact that I don't disrespect a mitzvah has something to do with kedusha? I can ask you the same question. The chidam kedusha yesh, I got shekels. You're tell me there's holiness in the blood. The Torah says nonetheless v'shafach v'chisa. But putting it together in that way, it's telling me b'mash shafach yichaseh, that you should use your hand to do kisui hadam. Normally a person is mechaseh when he's in the dirt. He doesn't bend down and take dirt. He uses his foot. He kicks over some dirt on something. You have something that's on the ground, you don't bend over and move the dirt over with you. When it comes to this halacha of the dam of chayo, so then it says v'shafach v'mash v'chisa. That means you should use your hand to be mechaseh. Shalo yichaseh n'berega. Why not? Not because of kedusha, but shalo. That means that the Torah is telling me a halacha of how to treat mitzvot, of which, the extreme result of which, brought by many, when I say chassidus, I mean movement of chassidus, but svarim that are Isaac and how to go beyond the letter of the law. So there were some who were knowing to wear particular begodim noyim when coming to do any specific mitzvah. Of course, we still do for very special occasions. We rarely have an opportunity to do such and such a mitzvah. So you dress specially for the occasion, also because of this halacha. So al kidam show you mitzvot bezuyot alav. The idea of not using the Ner Chanukah for purposes of counting money is a din in the covet of the mitzvah, and certainly not to do a pula which is mavaz in the mitzvah. Bo mi name Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. We're bringing this in because we ultimately get back to Chanukah, although, of course, there are profound interrelationships between Sukkah and Chanukah anyway, and anybody who thinks about that notes it immediately. But what's the halacha of sipuk mi noye sukkah koshiva? Are you allowed to use the decorations that you put up on your Sukkah during the 7 days of Sukkot? Omar Levi, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, answered, what They said you're not allowed to use your Ner Chanukah for money. Why would you be allowed to use your Noye Sukkah for something else that's not for the Tzorach of the Mitzvah of Sukkah? Rabbi Yosef heard this, he simply was astounded. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Morid Avram, Lord of Abraham, what kind of nonsense? Totally Tanya B'Dalotan. Can you imagine? Somebody asks a question in which there's a direct and immediate source for. So in order to prove the thing that has the immediate source, you go and you find something that doesn't really have a source to show that it must be the same as the thing that doesn't have the source. I don't know what's happening to the world. Toli Tanya, but a low Tanya. Yeah. Sukkah Tanya. There's a Braita that tells us what the dinners of Sukkah. Chanukah, low Tanya. It's just that we had a minor about the not being Maratza Mosh. You can bring a riot from a Shmaitata to something that appears in a Braita. I mean, I know we're really going downhill. Next thing you know, I mean, people bring a riot from a Reb Chaim Brisker to a Gemara. Don't tell me you've heard such things. It's the practice today to bring riyas to Pesukim from the Gemara. That's the only place that people ever saw. So where do we see this? The Sukkah was Tanya. The Tanya. See, Chachak Yel Chata, somebody puts up his chach properly, and then he's Ma'atra. He makes it beautiful, crowns it, Bikramim, with ribbons, or Sadidim HaMetsuyarim, or pretty sheets, the Talabo, and he hangs on the Sukkah Egozim, Afarsakim, Shkedim, Rimonim, Parchile Anavim, Atarot Shel Shibolim. We really should have had some Tu B'Shvat plates out this morning. This is getting almost impossible to read without salivating here. Yenot and Shmanim and Silatot. Asurli is Tapek Vehem. You can't, even though it's out there begging to be eaten, you can't eat it. You can only look. Don't touch. Ad Matzoh Yom Tov Acharon Shel Chag. And if, Imi Tnalayim, if you made a Tanai, the Tanai being, as the Gemara explains over there, not, I don't want the Halach of Mukta to be Chal on me. The Tanai being, Eni Bodo Mehem Ko Ben Hashmashot. I don't allow the day to be Chal at the time that it's already Noye Sukkah. I'm not making Noye Sukkah yet, so therefore it never becomes Mukta when it's lost. Okay, I call it Tanai, if you made a Tanai. Therefore, he should have, on the contrary, you want to bring a Raya, bring a Raya to Hanukkah from Sukkah, not from Sukkah to Hanukkah. I mean, you really got your Drabonis and the Raisas mixed up anyway over here, huh? So the Shaila is, what's the real Mokar? Elam Rav Yosef, the Mokar of them all. The mother of all, oh dear me, it's the father, isn't it? Avuhan de Kulo, the mother of all these halakas, is Dam. Because the only one that it says in the Torah, B'Shafak V'Chisa, is Dam. There we learn out the din, how to treat Sukkah, and from there we can apply it to Hanukkah as well. But it's certainly, the Mokar, as we saw earlier, is in terms of the Limut from the Pasuk. Now the Mashmaut from this Gemara, as Tosus points out, is rather problematic, because over here, it's comparing the din of Noye Sukkah to the halakha of Dam, by B'Shafak V'Chisa, or to the din of Menorah. I mean, that's Mash, but at the basis of the Yisra is Bizui Mitzvah. Whereas anybody who learns Sukkah knows that it talks over there about Kitui, that it's Mukta for its Mitzvah. So, it's a completely different Sukkah. All halakha of the Tanai is in order to prevent the Haktala Mitzvah from being Chal, setting it aside for a Mitzvah. So Tosus explains what the truth is. There's no din of Mukta during Kalamoy, right? I mean, so the din of Mukta wouldn't have told me the halakha that I can't use these things during Kalamoy. On the other hand, Bizui Mitzvah. Bizui Mitzvah is Bizui Mitzvah. Not to use it for something that's not a Bizoyan. It certainly doesn't prevent me from taking it for some other nice purpose. But we are not allowed to use it at all. It's just the two dinim actually complement each other. Because there's a halakha of Bizui Mitzvah. And there's also Haktah for that Mitzvah. The two now reinforce each other so that Kol Shiva becomes a concept of Hupsal Mitzvah, sorry, for any other use, because many uses are direct Bizoy. Fascinating idea. Precisely how such a mechanism would work. At least we're not left with the problem between the two circuits. Itma. Now that leads us to a fascinating question about the relationship of Bizui and the mitzvah to uses for the purpose of the mitzvah itself. Because, I mean, if you consider, you want a light, this happens very, very often, you want a light, you lit your Chanukah menorah, one of the neighbors blows out. What you want to do, what you almost do naturally without thinking, you take the candle, light it from the one that's lit, you know, your shamash, and you move it over to the other one, the one with something blows out. But, I mean, then the fact is that what I'm doing is I'm using a light of Chanukah to light something that isn't directly the mitzvah of it. I mean, is that too a bizoyan, or do I say, since I'm in the middle of doing my hadlokas, but no, this is what the next piece involves, itma. Rav amar im madlikin miner l'ner. So Rav says you cannot light one Chanukah light from another. B'shmol amar madlikin, you can indeed. In a similar way, Rav amar im matirin tzitzit mi beged l'beged. Seems to be only very, very generally interrelated. B'shmol amar matirin mi beged l'beged. You're allowed to take out tzitzit from one bag and put it into another bag. Rav amar in alachak Rabbi Shimon b'gmira. We know, and here is our next famous, this is our third famous machlokas in this Masechta between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Again, the Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda machlokas, of course, the fourth very famous machlokas, which we only get to on Daf Lag and Lamed Gimel, is the machlokas that led to Lag BaOmer. which is the dependent on this machloket, and that was Rabbi Shimon, who's Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, of course, and Rabbi Yehuda, were arguing about what it is that the Romans accomplished in the world, and that led to the whole running away and getting into the Mara and so on. That was the other sugya, and it's very dependent on this machloket. But first machloket that we had about Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda was... What were you saying? The first one that we had, I'm not saying in the order that it occurred in history. Thank you. Malakha Shenatri Chalagufa. What's the halacha? By the story of Yotziach Hayat, which we ended up, and the Kis Tzelzav, we ended up getting to that child at the bottom. So that was number one. Number two, we had just the past couple of days we were talking about. Mukta, there you go. Which also incorporated halacha about Nolad. Mashkin Azovim, right? Not related to Zov, but remember the different sugyas. And the third one, very important one, is the din of a davash eno mitkabel. And here the classic case is a guy needs to get a bed over from one side of the room to the other side of the room. Is he allowed to drag it on Shabbat? Very often he may hit a soft place in the floor in which he's going to make a furrow. If you make a furrow outdoors, it has a din harish. If it's indoors, it has a din binyan. And therefore we should answer it. However, since it's not your intent and it's not necessarily going to happen, therefore, says Rabbi Shimon, it's not a problem because it was not what you were mechaben to do. No interest in making furrows, and therefore it's mutter. So in this thing, halachic Rabbi Shimon Bigrira, Rabbi Shimon, who always goes down on the gentle side, and in this case as well, says mutter. In the case of let's not get confused, Rabbi Shimon never said mutter by a malachic and trichel gufa. He said potter. But Rabbi Shimon says mutter, and it's a good thing he says mutter, because if not, you wouldn't be opening your refrigerator on Shabbat, since you cause it to go on. The only reason that we have refrigerators that we can use is because Rabbi Shimon is mutter, Rabbi Shimon is coming. It's not my intent in opening the door to turn on the fridge. Sometimes it may turn on the fridge, but, you know, that happens with Mita as well.
Would you wait
there? Uh-oh. Uh-oh. I just got Hilchot. Baruch HaKadosh.
I didn't know.
It came with, the new refrigerator came with the booklet.
The refrigerators are not, they work on different systems now. You have to know each one. Here's the principles. Here's the this.
Does that come with the GEs or with the Amanas?
GE has a
Shabbos button.
That's a holiday.
You're kidding. That's fantastic.
And the thing's going.
Well, the fan is a problem because that's unavoidable. The fan that they attach to the switch, the light switch, that's not a davash eno mitkabel, but it's a secretion, as we'll see later. But okay, anyway, getting back to our Gemara. I'm out of my depth. Getting back to our Gemara. Omar Abaye, you should... Oh, and of course, the reason that that's nogea, the dinim of Lag BaOmer, which is Boyim Aleinu Latova, is because of Machlokas, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda about Lag BaOmer, was precisely this Machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda says, look, this is incredible what these guys have achieved. I mean, look at this road system. Look at the sanitation and so on. The markets, Wall Street, it's amazing. Where would we be without all of this? Comes along Rabbi Shimon and says, Rabbi Shimon is coming, and so something good happens to come of it, doesn't accrue to them. It's exactly this machloket. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon is coming is also your chayav, in which case it means that's your achievement of malacha in creation before. If you want to know what has Rome achieved, it's achieved all these things, but it was Einem is coming. So on Shabbos you'd be chayav, obviously therefore that implies that's the nature of Asiyah Bechol. That's included. That's a very topical indeed. Okay, so it says Abaye, you should know that Rava Kol Mili Demar Ovi Karavi always paskin like Rav, except in these three things. He went with Shmuel, and that was the he went with Madlika Miner Laner Matirin Labega Mibega Labega Daloka Rabbi Shimon Begrira. The Tanya, what is the Aloka that we're referring to Begrira? Rabbi Shimon Omer Gorera Dam Mitaki Sevis Absal. A person can drag across the floor a piece of furniture. Ubil Vachelo Yitkavit Maso Tarit. As long as it's not his intent to make a furl. Yosef Ahumi Rabbanu Kamei Rabbanu Barava. The Yosef Ikaman, there was a certain member of the yeshiva that was sitting in front of Rabbanu Barava, and he was explaining why it is that Rav held that you cannot be madlik miner l'ner. And he said, time it a Rav mishum bizei mitzvah. It's a complete part of the figure we just had, continuation of the din that we learned from Dam. You don't light from one candle to another candle because it shows a lack of respect for the burning Hanukkah candle, which is itself being Yosef Ahumi. So, to speak. So in saying that, the Amar Lahu, saying that Ravana Barava overhears him saying it, and he shouts out to the Beit HaMidrash, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain, don't pay any attention to that guy. He's wrong. Time in Rav's problem is in the fact that you are making the mitzvah a little bit weaker, because as you put your other candle next to the flame, it darkens a little bit for a moment, and it appears to be drawn to something else, and so you're weakening the mitzvah. But if in fact you wouldn't have been causing any apparent change in the nature of the burning there, bezer mitzvah is not the problem. Not kamina between them. I mean, what's the difference, really? Maybe now, there's a very big difference. Suppose you're lighting the next Hanukkah Ner directly. Not that you're lighting with you want to light the toothpick or whatever you're taking from one to the other. You take the other Ner and you bring over the Tilah to the next Tilah and you light it. How about that? I mean, I can't say to be Zion of the Mitzvah to use it for the very same Mitzvah that it's doing. On the contrary, you're increasing the Mitzvah. You're using it for the Mitzvah. So over there, Madjah, maybe Shum Bizri Mitzvah, it's no problem. A Mishraga Lashraga, and therefore Mishraga Lashraga Madlik. You can certainly light from one lamp directly to the next. Whereas Madjah, maybe Shum Akushin Mitzvah, the problem over here is darkening the mitzvah that is burning now, and making it appear that you're drawing off the flame and some fuel into the wick that you're touching to it. So there, Enochinami, that would be usher as well. Not just with Avya. Sela Hashel Maaser, and actually the Rambam clearly did not have the gears of Sela Hashel, but rather just Maaser Sheni. He learns talking about Peyot of Maaser Sheni, and therefore the Gra takes out the word Sela Hashel, which apparently were not in the earliest years of In Shoklin Kenegdo Din Rei Zahav, you cannot use a given weight of a sela or a fruits of Maaser Sheni to put on a scale to weigh other coins against, even where the purpose of such weighing is in order to have coins to be mechalel more Maaser Sheni. Now, certainly you're not being mavazed, you're using it for the same soda. Afilo chalel alav Maaser Sheni, I cannot, I don't know how you want to look at it, because I don't see how this is going to work out if we learn the sugya according to the way that it includes kinsa. If you tell me, you're going to tell me the actual machlokus of Rabbi Shmuel was, in fact, even for one ner to the next ner. So that's the same issue we have over here. One coin for another coin of the same bit. Ner, and ner. And the reason that we have the machlokus is basically because of the akushim. But they never were discussing a kinsa. And even Shmuel, who was matir, was only matir, miner laner. And that he himself would agree that there certainly would be a bizoyan involved. Take a ner chanukan to light your oven with it. And so by the same token, to take the ner chanukan to light another match or something in order to light a ner chanukan, that too would be awesome. Okay, so then this is no problem. It's saying it's awesome over here, because that's the same thing as the chanukah menorah through the kinsa. And that it's not a problem, even though it's a tzorach mitzvah, but it's nonetheless viewed as awesome. So halot abit yufta, then there's no problem of this. But if you're going to tell me that actually Shmuel held that there's no problem even in kinsa, I mean, that's certainly as good as kinsa, no? So halot abit yufta. Well, you're telling me, well, I mean, that's not exactly mishraga l'shraga, because right now it's cool in the money. You want to use it. Fine, that's the same thing as taking a match, and kinsa is like a toothpick. So you take a match, light it with the candle, luxuriously use for the menorah. Same thing you're doing over here. You take a coin, trying to find out how much it weighs, using Maaser Sheni. Luxuriously Maaser Sheni. But if you're claiming that the machlokas was even in that case, and Shmuel held it's mutter, then why wouldn't Shmuel hold that this is mutter? So how about it yukta? Or my rabbi? Well, it's not exactly the same. Because, I mean, what's the point over here? I'm trying to find out whether this is a suitable coin. So suppose I find out it's not a suitable coin. Suppose it weighs too little, doesn't have the value I want. Suppose it weighs too much, that's too good of a coin to waste on my shading that I want to use it for. So, I mean, this is only a possibility of using it for the mitzvah. Not the same as the case where you light something in order specifically to use it for the mitzvah. So maybe over here Shmuel would be motor, and that would explain why it's not a tiyufta on Shmuel, even if Shmuel normally would have been matar kinsa. So gizera shem lo yechaveh mishkalotav. Over here, the point isn't to definitely use it. In which case, kamatik lo lechulin, you're going to end up leaving that other coin as a non-miser shady coin, and then the whole thing was for naught, and you ended up using your miser for a thing that was entirely secular. Moshe Rav, let's take a look at the mukher of the whole halacha of the menorah. I mean, shouldn't we turn to the Beit HaMikdash, which is how the whole sugya began here? We were talking about the tzilot of Shabbos and how the roars of the menorah in the Beit HaMikdash, getting to the Simchas Beis HaShoreva and the Sukkot, moving back to Sukkot, from Sukkot back to menorah, and here we go. So let's go back to the menorah again and have some fun. Doesn't it say like this? The Torah says, Michutz leparochet ha'idud, that the person, the Kohen, is supposed to yarocho to Aaron mi'erev ad boker. Now, the question is, what is the whole point of putting it Michutz leparochet ha'idud? V'chila orahu tzarech, does God indeed need the light of the menorah? Halo kol arba'im shana, sholchu b'nei Yisrael b'midbar. Lohu ela la'orah. The whole time that they were walking through the midbar, To whose light were they walking? Tosu says, I don't understand. And whose light do you walk to? When we need 40 years in the midpoint, what does it have to do with anything? Therefore, clearly, he brings the Medrash over here. Of course, you will also find many of the Muslims in that wonderful book on Hanukkah, and that was a paid political announcement. And that is that the Or that we're referring to is the Or HaGonos. Because it says that they could walk in the Midbar using the light of the Anan. They were able to look at a thing and see what it contained and so on. So that's part of the Superman vision, which is part of the Re'ya with the Or HaGonos. We're not talking about regular natural light, okay? But I mean, even if you get a title that the Menorah itself has elements of the Or HaGonos in it, which are 36 Menorahs, connected to Lamed Vav shows that the Or HaGonos was Meshamish and so on. But all 40 years they had that, and God gave it to them. Then what's the point of lighting them? Ellen, the point is this. Eidutti. That's why it says, L'michut z'parochat ha'eidut. Not that we're interested right now in the Eidut element of the Mishkan, but rather, the lighting is an Eidut. And what is the Eidut? Eidut l'bayi olam, sha'shchina shorat b'Yisrael. That the lighting of the menorah, we'll see in a moment, shows that the Shechina is present in Yisrael, surprisingly, in precisely the same way it does by Hanukkah. Because what it does by Hanukkah is show that the fuel that is burning is not necessarily constrained by normal physical laws of the fuel, but instead is utilizing all of the energy in the fuel. The same thing was true of the menorah. That as long as Yisrael was on the correct Madrega, up until the days of Shemana Tzadik, then what happened is the Eidut or Marav, Rav explains as a reference to the Ner Ma'aravi. And the Ner Ma'aravi is a machlokes, what that is, because it really depends how the menorah is arranged. If the menorah runs north and south, up against the western part of the Eicha, then the Ner Ma'aravi would have to be the middle Ner, which was bent, the Tilah was bent towards the Ma'arav, would be further, a little bit further, and that was called the Ner Ma'aravi. If the menorah ran east-west, then the Ner Ma'aravi, surprisingly, is not the Ner all the way at the end, which would be the furthest Ma'arav, as you come in from the east into the Eicha, but would be the second from the end on the east. The reason being, Rashi is Ma'aravi, because Ein Ma'avirina L'Mitzvah. So I can't say that I'm gonna, and we'll see this is the first one that I'm the top of. I can't go all the way to the end.
That's the first one that would be Ma'aravi.
The first one would be Mizrahi.
No, the first,
one that could be called Ma'aravi, right. And since it says Laha, it doesn't say it says Lalot Ner, it doesn't say Lalot Neirot. So apparently there was a particular unique Ner that's called Ner Tamid, Lalot Ner Tamid. One of the lights, therefore, had to burn the whole time, and it was used for the light of the menorah of all of them. And that was the Ner Ma'aravi. So if that's the case, that Ner that was kavua to use all the time, was the Ner Ma'aravi. And what was unique about it is shenotein b'shemen kimidat chavroteha. It took the same amount of oil that the other Nerot took, which was always, they were mekaven, enough oil that should burn for the longest nights of the year, and that became the kviyut. This is Meir van Boker, Chatzibuk Shemen. That became the kviyut for all year round. The Ner Ma'aravi would burn the entire day with that amount of oil, even though everything else had gone out, and they would use it for relighting the other candle. So that was a miracle similar to the Neis Hanukkah. And the Neis Hanukkah, which became a Neis with the expression of the menorah, now actually is an extension of the overall din of the Raya Shashchina Shor of Yisrael, and continued to express the Or HaGonos in Yisrael.
And here they have harmonic.
Now the problem is, even the Kaviya Neirot, over here the Neirot don't move. You can't, there's the menorah had to be Mikshah. If it was Mikshah, there's no way that you can be moving the Neirot to take them one from the other. So if it says, Mimeno Hayam Matriol, so you use the light of the Ner Ma'aravi, now wait a second. That means that we must have taken the light from a burning menorah and used it to light another mirror. So that doesn't make sense not to rabbin. I mean, I don't care what the reason is, whether it's Mishum Bizri Mitzvah, Kushi Mitzvah, I mean, this sure doesn't make sense, because I would have had to have lit some piece of wood or some other nair and used it to light the other mirror. The Kasha Bein L'man Yoma Mishum Bizri Mitzvah, Ubein L'man Yoma Mishum Kushi Mitzvah.
How do they change the everything?
That's a little bit of a machlokas, whether everything was scooped or whether it was connected by a thin piece of gold that was elastic. In other words, the lamp itself could be bent.
They actually have a nail to change the wick. Also had a wick.
If it was
burning all the time.
So this is the machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. The mashmaut is that they took it out while it continued to burn, cleaned out the nair, and then put it back in.
The same way.
Yeah.
And it continued to burn
even with that. Again, Tosfos Tain is mixed at that point. It loses its kedusha. What's the one's okash and so on and so forth. But this already is more of a menorah circuit. It's not our problem. But the bottom line is, if on some level or another we're able to be modlik with that nair, then how did we do without using a toothpick of some kind? Okay. You know what? Rapop explained to him about Rapop, but how do you know how long the petilos were? Maybe they had very long petilos. You pulled the petila, and no, it didn't have to be so long. You lit from the one, each one to the one next to it, starting with the Nir Marah.
It's still called the Bohai Amalek?
Yeah, because the fire came from it. If you lit the one next to it, would be pulled out the petila a little bit.
It's Mamash Malik Minerlan.
So from the actual Nir itself, it was a problem. Okay, fine, but still it would be a problem if you hold it's Akhushim. It's we're talking about Akhushim, it's I can't even do Minerlan. That's Kasha. Okay, Kasha. Stop and Ishma Kasha. My Havyala, sorry. What's the bottom line in terms of our halacha over here by Hanukkah? Omer v'le breder of Yeshua. Look, l'maisa, there's a simple way of determining how we should be knowing. Chazina. I mean, let's take a look. What's the mitzvah? He had lakao sa mitzvah. So then madlikim in there. If you're telling me that the ikar maisa mitzvah is the act of the hadlaka itself, so then there would be no problem of being madlik min there, because then it's similar to menorah. That's a rational. If, on the other hand, hanacha osa mitzvah, so then you got a problem. Hanacha osa mitzvah. So then at the time of the hadlaka, you're not doing the ikar mitzvah, because you could light the menorah, let's say, in your house. And then you take the menorah and you bring it outside and set it down. So then that would mean if you're going to use now something that had already been burning as a menorah, you're outside. You want to use one of the lamps that are already burning as a menorah because munach ben hakeirah, so you can't use it for the next one. Are we talking about over here, Madlik Minerlan Ner, on the same day, or two people? One person for the next day? Can you use the Mahadrin from the Ikra Mitzvah, even Madlik Minerlan Ner? Well, I have one candle burning already. Okay, it was now Yotz my Mitzvah. Now I want to use it for Mahadrin. Am I going to be able to use it for Mahadrin? Or does this mean for another guy, to be trying his Ikra Mitzvah? This is Nogaya Tzitzis, but not those Tzitzis, but Tzitzis and Akvin and Mila. These three Tzitzis always go together anyway, because they even the same time together. And so they'll have it. And there is Golas the Tzadik, but then it's Tzadik. How it goes. Look at that wonderful book. Okay. There's a lot of problems with this circuit compared. I mean, as the most famous Kasha, beautiful Kasha, the Minchasino, we seem to be coming out over here that we would learn it out in the menorah if Hadlok is also mentioned. But if Hadlok is also mentioned, the menorah has to be Madlik if in the Koma, because the Hadlok is not also mentioned. The Rambam Baskin is the Pirush. And if you take the menorah out of the Hechel, a Zar can be Madlik the menorah, and then you put it back in on the fire. So then, how are you going to go to Hadlok is mentioned then? You obviously learned the whole circuit entirely differently. So Tashma, the Omer Ova, Hayatapus Ner Chanukah Omein. Guy who's holding the Ner Chanukah. He wasn't Yotze. Why? Because he never set it down in its place. Doesn't that prove that the setting it down is the mitzvah? No. I mean, that's a completely different issue. I mean, Hatam Haro Elmer Letzorko Denakito. The problem over there is that if a guy is holding it, nothing occurred to anybody that it's for Chanukah purposes. They think he's holding a flashlight. So it lacks in the whole dinner for some means. It's not because something wrong with the Hadlokah that you did. But Tashma. I'm not sure whether that's... Are you coming back to Earth? You want to report? You want to talk about that first? You want to compare it to the guy who's holding the question if he's holding what it's called Akira L'Shem Rishon on the car? Ah, the guy at the beginning of the second.
Yeah.
Very good. Fine. So Lechora, we don't have a riot from there. Tashma, the Amar Rava. He'd lick up if Nim votes Yalo Asaklu. Guy who lights his Chanuk when we're in the house. Then he takes it out. Wasn't Yotze? See, I'm a Pishlema Hadlakaos HaMitzvah, okay? I understand. If you need to do the Hadlakaos the Mitzvah, then Hadlakaos has to be in the place of the Mitzvah. You can't light it, and at the time that you're lighting it, you're not going to be Yotze, because there's no pursuing these things. Okay, but I'll put it outside later. I'll put it out the window later. When did you do the Mitzvah? Hadlakaos Bimekom Oveina. So then I can understand why he says Lo Asaklu. You won't be Yotze. But with Yamri, if you're going to tell me that it's the act of setting it down, which is the Mitzvah, Hadlakaos HaMitzvah. So what's the problem? A milo asavalo klum. So then who cares? There's no difference, no? Well, maybe that's also because hatanami haroa uomer letzorcho hudli ablika. I mean, even if you hold a rachal samitvah, it's the hanacha of a Hanukkah menorah. That's what samitvah. The guy has a light burning that he's been reading to, and now decides, okay, why don't we turn this into a Hanukkah menorah and puts it outside. Even if you hold a rachal samitvah, it's a hanacha of a Hanukkah. Like something lit for Hanukkah, that's also mitzvah. So therefore, the guy who sees it will say, what is it? When he thinks like he's reading light, putting it outside. So remember, it lacks in the dinner comic anyway. I mean, the napkin, you know, over here is something else. Let's say someone who is not chayim mitzvah, chayr shet v'kotan, because it would be mad. Or chayr shet v'kotan would be minia. Yeah, that's the question. Would you be yotze? You have to have someone who's a bar mitzvah in order to be yotze. Tashma, the Amr of Yeshua ben Levi, ashashik, shaita dolek et olek et kol hayom kulo. If you had a lantern that is burning all day long over Shabbat, the Motzei Shabbat. Now Rashi learns that this lamp had been written lit lechatchila for Chanukah, for Erev Shabbat. So you light it. By the way, many things are not kosher to be lit in a lamp. Let's say to make your borei morei aish for havdalah. Can make it on a lamp? You can't see it derech zchuchit. You have to see the actual or. And here it's mashpat. There's no such problem with Chanukah menorahs. And of course, the minhag is to light it bedafka behind glass. There are some who taina that the ikar takana of Chanukah must have been lighted behind glass, because otherwise, how could you possibly say that the mitzvah on nicha betefach in the rishus harabim? It'll blow out. So then it turns out you light the menorah in a way that it's not going to burn. It must be that it was included to light it inside of a glass container so that it would be able to burn. And it's not shy to say, therefore, that you wouldn't be yotzei. And obviously, our particular brand of Chanukah menorahs are available at Moriah, with the special hechsher as being the ones that Chazal were metaken, very similar to Yanavar Esrogim. You can get them only for a very small additional premium.
Why is it not mentioned?
Because it's not a chiyuv, it's just a logistics of it. It had to have been included in the chiyuv. And they couldn't have said, you must light a Chanukah menorah without having any glass over it, and put it outside, and expect it to burn. It doesn't make any sense. All right. But in any event, there's clearly a difference between borei ma'orei ha'esh, where I'm talking about the fire, and there is Chanukah, where I'm talking about the light. When it comes to light, why should I worry about glass? As long as it's transparent. When it comes to borei ma'orei ha'esh, I want to see the esh, not see it through something. Right. But you could tell that aura, you have through the fire. But the aura says, I just responded to that. I believed you the first time. Honestly, I did. Oh, the hana is not to the esh, but it's the ark.
You have to lift off the glass in order to relight.
Oh.
Serious problem.
It is a serious problem. What David was asking, although he denies it, but what David was asking is, if you hold that lakayis a mitzvah, since you have to hold the door open at the time that you're matlikit, if you're going to tell me that it has to burn at the time that you're matlikit, so then it wasn't able to burn. So you say, but I'm going to close the door. But you close the door yet. The closing of the door would be the equivalent of anarcha, but we're not saying anarcha, we're saying adlakayis a mitzvah. Turns out, b'shatz adlakayis, you weren't yotzei. And b'shatz, you closed the door, it was only anarcha. So therefore, you can't be yotzei of Chanukah menorah. An excellent point. Because of which, indeed, it is told of the Rabba Shal Yerushalayim, that he insisted that the glass be made in such a way that it doesn't have the door, but rather that you stick your hand in from underneath to be able to be madlik, so there's no change later, that b'shata hadlaka, the menorah will burn.
The door of the aquarium thing. That's what we're talking about.
That was the age thing. Of Aquarius, which is clearly not there. I'm just looking at it anyway.
I know.
I'm just playing with you a little bit. My spirits are high, having just had some of Richie's spirits just amazing. It lasts for days. So, let's take a look at this raya. This was burning now all day long, from before. It's a veritable Ne'emar Ravi itself, this lantern. Comes Betzoy Shabbos, what do you do? You have to put it out. Mechaba umadlika. Okay, Shabbos, you're going to tell me the mitzvah is to do a rehadlaka. I understand, I'm doing a rehadlaka. But if you tell me hanakaosa mitzvah, I understand, what do you mean, put it out and be madlika? I have to set it down. Where's my new hanaka? It should say, Mechaba, Magbiha, Memicha, Umadlika. So it says, wait. So why do you need the Mechaba? If I look at those of it, since it was written, Litlachatkila for Chanukah, lift it up and put it down. It's a Chanukah menorah that I'm not putting down. Therefore, Tosus thinks it has to be talking about that it was not lit for Chanukah. It was lit with Tzarek Shabbos, not like Rashi. Because otherwise, it should, if I'm a chalos a mitzvah, why would I need a new hadlaka? Besides which, did you never say the bracha of hadlakas neres Chanukah? What do you say? Asher ekeri shanu mitzvah shavet zivano, lahaniach, merayim shel Chanukah. Never heard such a bracha. I mean, so because our bracha is asher ekeri shanu shavet zivano, lahadlik neres shel Chanukah, shma mina hadlaka osa mitzvah, shma mina. That proves conclusively that the mitzvah is an act of hadlaka. And since that's true, after the Amrinan Adlaka Osa Mitzvah, Hidlika Cheresh Shoteve Katan Lo Asa Velo Klum. Someone who's not a Bar Chiyuva cannot do the Mitzvah of Adlaka. Because, what are you going to say? But I said it down. I don't say, because the main mitzvah is the act of lighting. On the other hand, Isha Vadai Madlika, even though you would say it's a mitzvah Saseish Azman Gorma, so to speak, because the Chachomim in making a Takana always follow the format of the Din Dioraita, and therefore a woman should be Ptura Miner Chanukah. No. That's definitely not true. The Omer Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Nashim Chayavot b'ner Chanukah, Chav Hina Yuvot Ranes. And Rashi says on two levels. First of all, the because they wrote were against them. I mean, they were supposed to have the night with the hegemon tequila.
First night.
Third, there's a special word for knowing that. The Latin word for it. No, no, it's a Latin word for it. I mean, it was normal. All through the Doros.
The night of the signor.
Yeah.
Call it first night in English.
So that's part of the Gezeira against them, so that therefore this was a celebration of them. Furthermore, the next Hanukkah involved a woman. It's all the whole story. I mean, that's all part of the name. What are you going to say? They should be tourists from their Hanukkah. They're celebrating, and they're fundamental to the story. They should be the Iker.
Right.
There's an interesting chakira of the Briskerov, very interesting chakira as to, but this is only in the stencils, so it's not for public consumption, as you know. It's only in the stencils. It's only from hand to hand. So, you know, there's a secret book in the Megillah Sorim of the Briskerov. There's a more chashe, or less chashe, depending on who you ask. But in any event, the question is, what's the din of an Eved? Go, mitzvah, shayisha, chayevet, Eved, chayev. Ha! So the chakira is like this. Does this mean that there's a special chiyuv on an isha that comes because of the involvement of the isha, in which case it's a din isha? Or is it that the ptur of mitzvah, isha, zman gorma, does not apply in this case, in which case it wouldn't apply to anybody? And so on. Oh, different way of understanding.
What is the
answer? You need an answer? Not enough. You have a question? All the progress in this universe comes with questions. All of the regressiveness of the universe comes from answers. And you're looking for answers. Yeah, but no, that only comes from the Chiyuv of Eved. You have to first determine what the Chiyuv of Eved are. All right. This is one of the minchas chinuchs, anyway, mostly. You always look at that.
Right is in your choice. That's the one, right of the
But maybe it's Spanish.